Peter Metzler was born in 1935 in Amsterdam. By the time he was 5 years old, his father had been taken away by the Nazis at his place of work, never to be seen again, and he and his mother were in hiding from the Nazis, as were so many other Jews across Europe. Metzler explained to his Blatchley Middle School audience that the persecution of Jewish citizens under Adolf Hitler had been going on for years, but that a meeting in 1943 made it horrifically official.
Hitler called this conference. It was in the city of Wannsee, and he called all of his henchmen, his generals, together. And in a meeting of an hour and 20 minutes, they came up with today in the history books is referred to as the final solution, how to eradicate, how to murder every Jewish person on the continent of Europe. When that was put into place, those raids that I keep talking about now became raids 24/7, around the clock. It didn't matter whether it was in a little village in a farm. It didn't matter whether it was in a big city. Those trucks just up and down the street, breaking down doors, arresting every Jewish person in sight.
About a year before that, with the help of the Dutch underground, Peter and his mother were able to escape from Amsterdam and were taken in by a family who had a farm in northern Holland. He credits the farmer and his wife with saving the lives of both he and his mother, hiding them under floorboards and in a cave in the woods to escape from the Nazis, who were often prowling the area looking for Jews. A few years ago, Metzler was traveling in Europe, and while there discovered what had happened to the family, of whom he has strong and vivid memories.
I said, did you ever know the Klaas and Rufina Post family? He says, yes, of course. I said, what happened to them? He says, well, they both passed away about 8 years ago. I'm going to tell you that every time I get to that point, doesn't feel good. You know, you live with regret. Regret meaning that you didn't do something that really was important that you should have done. And, you know, why didn't I go back 8 years before and give him a hug? Thank you for saving my and my mom's life. Keep this in mind, guys. When you get a little older, I don't care whether it's tomorrow, a year from now, or 25 years from now, if there's something important you need to say to somebody you know you care for, or you know they care for you, if it's important, say it. You may never get a chance again, and to live with regret is an awful thing.
Metzler and his mother had to leave that safe haven, afraid that the Post family would be caught hiding them. They went to The Hague, where life was hard, food was scarce, and wood for cooking and warmth was just about non-existent. One day, Peter was out gathering splinters and wood chips from a blown-up building when
I find myself being grabbed by the collar, and I'm dangling on the fist of a Nazi officer. As I'm dangling on the fist of this officer, he pulls out his revolver, he puts it to my head, and he says, I'll give you 10 seconds, and he dropped me. He was going to shoot me. Well, with my undernourished, skinny little legs, I can assure you I could have won the Olympic gold. I never saw two skinny legs running that fast.
Metzler has, in spite of his harrowing experiences as a young man, a twinkle in his eye and a ready smile to go along with some of his stories, but he turns serious when it comes to answering the tough questions from his young audience.
How could you be mad at all of the Germans if not all of them were against, like, some of them were protecting you, so weren't they?
Very good question. How many, because of what happened to me, how many of you think that I really hate Germans? I don't. I don't. And I'll tell you why. You know, this happened so many generations, several generations ago. Let's say you just came over from Germany. You were born in Germany. Now, should I hate you for what your great-grandfather did? Should you be blamed for that? Of course not. Somewhere that hatred has to stop. It has to stop.
That's Peter Metzler speaking to middle school students in Sitka about his experiences as a very young child during the Holocaust in Holland. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Chris Todd.